Hey, the Vics are into the Shield final. We're very excited about that. Had a big win over WA last weekend to lock in the slot against WA in WA again. So we know the conditions, we know the team we're playing against, and we've got a couple of very handy additions back in the Navy Blue as well. Pete Hanscom is the captain of the Victorian Shield team, and he's ready to go after a big tour of India. He's on the line. Good morning, Pete.
Morning.
Great to have you with us. Gee, there's a bit happening in your world. You go over there as part of the Australian Test team. You play the four Test series. And all of a sudden, you're into a Shield final. Did you tip that?
I always back the boys in, mate. We told them before I left, we just got to get the four wins from four, and left it in the very capable hands of Will Sutherland. And yeah, the boys have gone out, played attacking cricket, and yeah, made our way into a Shield final, which is awesome.
Which is very, very exciting. Kicking off Thursday, you're leaving today to head off to Perth and get ready for the Shield final and get amongst the lads. Tell me about the coming home from the tour of India, though, and the drain that that has on you. It's obviously intense cricket. It's difficult conditions. How draining is it mentally more than physically, I suppose?
Yeah, it is. It's a draining type of cricket over there. There's you don't really get a time to switch off during the game or a moment where you just go through the motions, because as soon as you stop focusing on the ball that's coming down at you, you're probably out. Just because it can happen that quickly. So yeah, and then you combine that with the noise of their Indian supporters, which is incredible. And by the end of the day's play, you're absolutely cooked. So yeah, coming home from that, a little bit tired, but a couple of days rest and back into it for Perth.
So would you sleep more and go to bed earlier than you would in a normal tour of cricket, be it a home tour or going to England or South Africa or whatever it is, because of the way you have to concentrate so heavily during those days?
Well, yeah, you hope you do, but then sometimes you're replaying your shots in your head.
Yep.
For a couple of hours during the night or thinking about what you're doing the next day as well. So it can be tough to switch off during matches, but yeah, you definitely feel like you want to sleep more.
And what happened after the second test? How were we able to turn the momentum and the series around a bit? That third win was magnificent, and the last test we obviously more batsman friendly wicket, and everyone batted really well, and we got a draw. But it was a big effort to turn the momentum around. How'd you do it?
Well, I mean, sort of just focused on what we've been doing well, and still trusting our processes, because even though we lost the test in Delhi, for the first 2 days there, we were ahead of the game. We, marginal, but we were one run ahead after the first innings, and we were one for 80, or none for 50 overnight. So the fact that we'd actually played really, really good cricket, and unfortunately just had, you know, an hour of madness where it all went against us, it was still quite pleasing that we could put good cricket together for a sustained period of time, and then all it was just going longer, doing that for longer, being better for longer, and that's what it felt like we did in that third test.
Were you happy with your tour?
Yeah. I was happy to play. I was happy to be on the tour. Firstly, back in the squad is always a nice feeling, and then yeah, to get the call up. It's such a tough tour. You know, I think I did leave some runs out there probably, you know, in that last test. Looking back on that, that was the moment where I really wanted to cash in. But for the first three tests, I was happy with my plans and how I sort of went about my game.
And what about your teammate, the Vics, who's going to be back in the Shield team for the final, Todd Murphy? His debut tests over there and first series with Australia. How do you think he went as a young fella and trying to make his way?
He's awesome. Obviously, like, he's sort of thrown into it, you know, seven first-class games before playing his first test. So for him to come out and perform the way he did was a testament to him. He's got a nice, calm, clear head on his shoulders. He sort of knows how he's going to go about getting wickets, and if he's not getting wickets, he knows how he's going to control the scoreboard and create pressure that way, which in turn allows you know, his bowling partner up the other end to take the wicket. So he did an incredible job, and I think he should be really proud of how he's going about his cricket at the moment.
Yeah, he did a great job on debut in that first series and had a huge impact in the series for the Aussies, which is enormous for a guy so young in his international career. Well, career full stop. I know there's a Shield final, which we'll get to shortly. Do you start to think about the Ashes after the back of four tests?
It's always going to be there, especially now that I'm in the squad. So yeah, the next couple of months there'll be the thought there. But the main thing is that I've got to perform in a couple of days for Victoria and try and compete and contribute to a win and a Shield final win at that as well. So that's the focus, and then yeah, we'll see what goes with the Ashes, but. Yeah, I'll be doing everything I possibly can to try and stay in the squad and be over there for it.
It'll be great to see you as part of that, no doubt. But we are very excited about the match on Thursday to kick off the Shield final against WA in WA again. So how much confidence does the group get from just defeating them last weekend on their home deck in the conditions with effectively the same squad that they'll have? How much confidence does it give the boys?
Yeah, a lot. I think the way we played last week was clinical and read the conditions well and just managed to play a really, really good game. So when you do that and it's essentially a repeat of the same game this week, I think we can go in with a lot of confidence. The boys know that their plans are good, and if we can stay calm and clear throughout it, there'll be ebbs and flows. But you know, if we can stay on top of it and keep doing what they've been doing, you know, for the last five games, then you know, I think we're going to put ourselves in a really good position to hopefully get a Shield and bring it back to Victoria.
It must be nice to have Scotty Bowen in the lineup when you get to games like this, because you know what you're going to get. He was enormous again in that game on the finish on the weekend where we won by 7 wickets. Player of the match coming off the tour of India as well. He's becoming an outstanding bowler, isn't he?
He's been an outstanding bowler for 6 or 7 years. It's just he wasn't getting picked to play for Australia. So. No, we've seen what Scotty's done for a long time now, and he's spot on. We know what we're going to get out of him, that consistency, and also what he brings for our younger bowlers in the team as well. His conversations that he can have with them to help them with their plans, and you know, help them move in the moment and understand what needs to be done is huge. So yeah, having him available and bowling the way he is incredible.
So going into the season, I mean, what were your expectations with this squad, with you and Buck and the leadership of Cricket Victoria? Because it's a really young squad. We've seen, you know, Chandra Singh, Callaway, Will Sutherland's just a kid, Perry O'Neill, players that not necessarily roll off the tongue from first-class level, but they've, along with some experienced heads, put up an outstanding season, clearly, to get to a grand final. Were you expecting anything like this?
The expectations is a interesting one, because I expected this group to try and perform at their best for as long as possible, and what we know their best to be is very, very good, but also knew that they're young players and it is hard to stay consistent and keep repeating. So yeah, Shield final was potentially not on the radar, but once we saw what the boys could do, once they got a bit of confidence and started really gelling together as a bowling and a batting unit, then yeah, the Shield final started looking better and better with each win.
Well, we'll be all aboard the Vicks train this week on Thursday when it kicks off the Shield final, Victoria v WA in Perth. We'll be watching it all unfold and can't wait to see a dominant performance by the Vicks. Pete, go get it, mate. Have a great week.
Beautiful. Thanks, mate.
Good stuff. Pete Hanscom, the captain of the Victorian Shield team. WA in Perth Thursday. We'll be all over that on Breakfast on RSN. And why wouldn't we be? Can't wait for it. Johnny Bowden's got the latest news in the world.